Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 22nd. Now, Quincy City Council President Anne Mahoney says she wants to learn why Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona objected to proposals to repeal the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors, as well as a proposal to establish public participation procedures for city council meetings. DeBona objected to all the proposals at Tuesday night's council meeting without offering an explanation for his objections. According to council rules, any objection ends further discussion about the matter until another meeting. Mahoney says DeBona cannot object again and that she will call for a vote on the proposals the next time they appear on the agenda. Councilors Ash, Hubley, and DeBona did not sign on to the proposals to repeal the pay raises, which were sponsored by Ward 5 Councilor Maggie McKee. A proposal from the mayor to lower the mayoral salary from $285,000 to $225,000 was sent into committee for further review. And the next council meeting is set for February 2nd at 6:30 at City Hall. Now, Quincy Councilor at Large Noel DeBona says he will vote in favor of allowing public input at city council meetings, despite objecting to that proposal at this week's city council meeting. In a text message, DeBona said he needed more time to review the details of the guidelines and that it will be discussed at the next council meeting. DeBona did not respond to questions regarding why he objected to proposals to repeal the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors. Two Quincy schools were recently honored at the State House. Representatives from the Beechwood Knoll Elementary School and Southwest Middle School were recognized by the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education for showing strong progress, especially in English language arts and math. The two Quincy schools were among a small number of schools statewide that were honored. The state says the recognition reflects the dedication of students, the commitment of educators and staff, and the partnership of families across both school communities. Beechwood Principal Marissa Rodriguez, Southwest Principal Courtney Mitchell, Quincy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, and Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins were joined by Education Commissioner Pedro Martinez and Education Secretary Patrick Tutwiler in receiving the honor at the State House. Two Quincy residents are being praised for helping to save a person who was choking outside a Quincy restaurant recently. Ryan Healy and Kathy Nugent both received City Council commendations this week from Ward 1 Councilor David Jacobs. Jacobs said Nugent ran to get Healy inside the Off the Hook restaurant on Howe's Neck when she noticed a person choking outside the restaurant. Healy, a Newton police cadet, quickly performed the Heimlich maneuver, saving the person's life. Nugent is a longtime Quincy building inspector. Both received commendations for their actions and were joined by their families at this week's City Council meeting. The Quincy Salvation Army far exceeded their fundraising goal during their annual holiday kettle drive. Captain Adam Boynton says the drive raised $254,000, exceeding their goal of $180,000. Boynton says bell ringers raised $113,000 and their red kettle breakfast took in $141,000. Boynton says the funds provided 800 holiday meal boxes and provided toys for 175 families. Volunteers also visited three nursing homes, packed toys, assembled meal boxes, and distributed them to South Shore families. In her third State of the Commonwealth address tonight, Governor Healy will announce several new initiatives to lower costs, including immediately reducing electricity bills by 25% and gas bills by 10% for every Massachusetts residential utility customer in February and March. Her administration will be covering the cost of $180 million of the rate reductions from existing funding sources. And customers will start seeing the discounted rates in their February bills. As energy prices spiked last year, Healey sent $220 million to consumers through rebates and lower bills. She also filed legislation to bring more energy into the state and save consumers $13 billion, including by allowing the utilities to go out on the market and lock in the best prices, just as private companies can. Healey also called on the Department of Public Utilities to explain and justify every single charge on bills, and she pledged to eliminate any unnecessary charges. Additionally, a new transmission line just began operations last week, supplying 20% of the state's electricity with hydropower that Healey says will lower bills by a combined $50 million per year. Healey will speak from the State House tonight at 7 o'clock. A person experiencing a mental health crisis walked into the police station in Canton yesterday showing what appeared to be a handgun. Officers quickly attempted to de-escalate the situation by speaking to the individual through the lobby door, but the 36-year-old Canton resident continued the threats. During de-escalation efforts, the magazine fell out of the weapon. Officers deployed a taser to neutralize the suspect and access the weapon. The weapon was determined to be a realistic-looking airsoft gun that shoots non-lethal plastic pellets. The individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Criminal charges will be filed at a later date. Massachusetts voters could wind up sifting through at least 12 ballot questions this November. The website for the Secretary of State's office shows a wide array of issues that have met the necessary signature totals and have been certified. Rent control, marijuana regulations, and Election Day voter registration are all included at this point. The high total would be a record for Massachusetts and potentially put voters in a unique spot. But talk of 2026 is colliding with questions of the past, detailing an audit into settlement agreements. Auditor Diana DeSaglio spoke of three agencies failing to provide needed documents and calling out what she sees as gaslighting by state leaders. That complaint extends beyond the day-to-day and into her ballot question to audit the legislature, which passed overwhelmingly in 2024 but has yet to be implemented. Attorney General Andrea Campbell has maintained that her office needs to know the audit's scope to determine what is constitutional. As for which questions will be on the ballot this year, Galvin's office says the questions will be transmitted to the legislature, and if the House and Senate choose not to pass a proposed law, then the petitioners behind the questions will be permitted to gather an additional 12,429 signatures to secure their spot on the ballot. The 2026 semifinalists for the James Beard Award were announced yesterday, and a Quincy restaurant and chef made the list. The prestigious honor claims to be the pinnacle of culinary recognition in the United States. Last year, beloved South Boston seafood shack Sullivan's Castle Island was given an America's Classics Award for the Northeast region. The finalist nominees will be announced on March 31st, with the winners revealed on June 15th. Peter Nguyen from Le Madelon Vietnamese Restaurants on Hancock Street in North Quincy made the list of finalists for Best Chef in the Northeast. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back. The Dow is up 588 points. The NASDAQ rose 270, and the S&P is up 78. Asian stocks advanced after President Trump walked back from imposing tariffs on eight European countries over Greenland and ruled out using military force to take control of the territory. Dollar and the euro are higher, and oil is at $60 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Pacers 119-104. They'll be in Brooklyn against the Nets tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins host Vegas at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly cloudy and milder with a high of 43. Cloudy tonight, low 22. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 31. Saturday, sunny and bitter cold with daytime highs Saturday only in the low teens. And we're watching snow for Sunday and still bitter cold with a high only 19. For the boater, waves about 2 feet and southwesterly winds at 15 to 20 knots, becoming westerly 10 to 15 knots later today, high tide 1:36 p.m. Sunrise 7:05, sets at 4:45. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 22nd.